from the Career Opportunities Archives. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for March 23rd, 2007. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's show, keep a gradebook to track work performance. My wife, Roseanne, recently returned to teaching, working as an undergraduate history professor at local California State University campuses. Watching her grade midterm tests combined with my recent thoughts on office performance reviews led to a bit of an epiphany. Instead of managers and workers relying on their often faulty memories for performance review topics, why shouldn't each side of that relationship keep a gradebook, like any good teacher, so that you have hard evidence of past successes and challenges? This one step could help to remove the sometimes adversarial nature of reviews and give both managers and workers a clear view of their productivity. When I was working in the corporate world, I dreaded performance reviews. Despite the fact that I usually got fairly glowing reviews and a raise when the company wasn't pleading lack of profits, there was always some issue that had to be addressed in the review, lest upper management think my manager was being too soft on me. In other years, I found that deficiencies were overplayed mainly as a reason to justify a smaller raise or none at all. In my particular environment, performance reviews were a shell game played out for the benefit of the company by, usually, unwilling participants. Performance reviews need not be this way. In the past, I've talked about work portfolios as a way of documenting your work and providing documentation when you're looking for a raise, promotion, or even a new job. This is a long-term goal, though. Now I want you to focus a bit on the midterm viewpoint of your work and career. What's being said about your work today, and how will it be reflected in your year-end performance review? As I mentioned above, memories are faulty and often subjective. We often remember only those things we wish to remember and consign the rest to the cerebral dustbin. Who wants to remember times when we weren't operating at our best? This is where the gradebook can really help. If you're a manager, you know how easy it is to forget the successes and failures of your team. Work comes at us all in such a frenzy that once a particular crisis is handled or averted, it's often forgotten. You're on to the next 100 problems that need to be addressed. Then, almost before you know it, it's time for performance reviews. You sit, racking your brain for information about each of your employees. Was it John who crashed the server back in March, or was he the one who solved the issue with the network? Did Barbara complete her training yet? Wasn't George out a lot last quarter? You do your best, but in most cases, your performance reviews are probably not as good as you think they could, or should, be. Instead of trying to remember events that occurred months ago, why not keep a gradebook from week to week? Even taking 10 minutes a week could significantly improve your performance reviews and give your employees the information and rewards they deserve. You can keep this gradebook online or on paper, but bring it out as part of your weekly review. You have read Getting Things Done by David Allen, haven't you? Make a quick notation about each of your employees and how they performed that week. If something extraordinary happened, make sure you note that, good or bad. This will surely be something you'll want to address in their review. Then, when performance review time rolls around, you won't have to try and remember an entire year. You'll have a week-by-week guide reminding you of nearly everything you need to address in the review. You'll complete your reviews in a shorter period of time, suffer much less angst and worry, and increase the quality of these reviews. For the employees out there, it's just as important that you do the same thing. Keep your own weekly gradebook of successes and failures. It can be tough to note your own issues, but I can guarantee you'll want this information when your review comes. Hopefully, your manager has been noting your performance over time, but it can't hurt to gently remind them of the emergency service you provided in June or the major project you completed in September. You don't want the review to become adversarial, but you need the ability to respond with specifics whenever something appears in your review that you find inaccurate. Furthermore, keeping your own gradebook will immediately begin to show how your talents are being used and rewarded, or not, in your company. It's too easy to float along in a job or company that doesn't meet your needs or desires, but when you're confronted with the stark reality of the printed page, it becomes all too clear. Whether you're a manager or a staff member, keep a gradebook like the best teachers. Note both your successes and failures so you don't have to rely on your memories for something as important as a year-end performance review. You owe it to yourself and everyone around you. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. Find more information at douglasewelch.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@welchwrite.com or post them as comments on the website or add them to our Facebook fan page. You can also call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. Look for the subscribe buttons in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, sharing links via Facebook or Twitter, and more. You'll find links for all of these on the website.